The number of school children in Australia is increasing, but so too is the number of teachers leaving the profession. Researchers found that somewhere between a third and a half of teachers give up their job within the first 5 years. If the ratio of teachers to students continues to fall, Australia could face a shortage at the very time it's intending to increase its innovation agenda. Imogen Brennan reports.
When it comes to supply and demand, the future of teacher and student numbers in Australia is looking particularly unbalanced. Previously, the supply of teachers has outstripped demand. Now, a third to a half of all teachers are leaving within 5 years. Kimberly Crawford was a primary school teacher in Brisbane. She chose to leave the profession after 5 years and now works in sustainability management.
I think at the end of my teaching career, I was keen to stay in the education sector to a certain degree, but just really felt that I was emotionally burnt out from the demands of a classroom environment. I felt, given the school that I was at primarily, there were a large amount of additional needs, and I taught children with behavioural difficulties and a wide range of special needs, and I was extremely frustrated with not being able to give them what I thought was the adequate amount of support. A lot of the time it was dependent on seeking out support yourself.
A recent report by the Australian Council for Educational Research found even conservative estimates show big increases in the number of primary school-aged children in the next 4 years. There'll be an extra 92,000 primary school kids in New South Wales by 2020, as well as more than 100,000 both in Victoria and Queensland. Aside from school infrastructure, the highest need will be for teachers, yet the ratio of teachers to students is continuing to fall. Merrin McKinnon is a lecturer at the Australian National University and has researched teacher attrition rates.
The requirements for the level of work that they have to do keep increasing as well. And so you have this sort of domino effect where the work burden sort of gets passed on and teachers burn out. So ultimately, we're sort of shortchanging our students in many ways.
The Teaching and Learning Senate inquiry in 2013 found that casualisation of the workforce had harmful effects on new teachers. They were the ones most likely to be offered short-term contracts, and it meant that they weren't always offered induction or support. Graduates interviewed as part of that inquiry said they left teaching because they weren't able to get permanent jobs. After many years working as a school teacher, Kylie Sweeting left to have children, study her master's in education, and teach at university. But last year, she returned to the classroom, this time as what's called a pedagogical coach, in a state school in Queensland.
So I work with teachers who either identify themselves as needing support.
Kylie is employed part-time to work at one particular school in southeast Queensland. She says so far her role is making more of a difference than other training courses for teachers.
I mean, in the past, teachers have always been given a lot of funding and support to go to professional development. But then after research was done, they found that teachers were coming back into schools and not using what they learnt. We're coaching, we're there, but we're there long-term.
What are the main challenges that they're facing?
Definitely dealing with student behaviour. And, I mean, you'll always hear people talking about the curriculum. There's just too much to teach and not enough time. There's always way too much to teach and not enough time.
Teacher Kylie Sweeting speaking there to Imogen Brennan.